This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, the last 3 hours has been amazing. Incredible callers, incredible guests. Drew Hernandez. In 1 hour, Owen Schroeder takes over. Wayne Allen Root about to take over in 5 minutes. We got one final caller here, and we took a record number of calls. We took about 50 calls the last 2 hours, so we are definitely getting it done. Amazing points people raised. So incredible to interface with the people of America and the world. John in Texas, as they say, you are our tail gunner, brother. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Quickly, I was reading an article the other day about that black security guard who was killed in a shooting in Buffalo, New York.
Yes.
And he invented a car that ran on water. He had a YouTube video. I typed his name and put water-powered car, and a video popped up. And people are saying now that he was the real target of that shooting. They had to shoot a few extra people to make it look good, but that he was the real target to get rid of him.
I saw that. We should look that up. I should look more into that.
And the same with the Uvalde shooting, that thing stinks to heck, too, that they're not talking about that kid and where he got the gun, and they're not talking about, hey, where's the dealer? Supposedly bought at a dealer. None of it, you know?
Well, the state police in Texas admit Uvalde's a total takeover, a total lie. They don't know what even happened in Uvalde. So it's fair game to ask questions about any of it because we don't know.
Same with that police chief. I mean, what's his politics? Was he a far lefty too, or what? You know,
the whole thing's very suspicious.
They need to look into it a lot closer. Both those shootings, they need to look into them real close, Alex.
I agree. What else do you think's going on?
Well, the only other thing I say is all the people out there, the pro-abortion people and everything. They're just our version of the Khmer Rouge. You look at them, and they're just as crazy as what the Khmer Rouge wore in Cambodia. And God help us if they ever get a hold of our control of our guns where we can't defend ourselves against.
Well, the good news is they could ban guns tomorrow. They're not getting them. And that's the real checkmate problem they've got. But we've got to use information, the truth, free speech now more than ever. So they don't get to that point. John, thank you so much, sir. All right, Wayne Allen Root's about to take over. I'm just going to throw this out there. PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com. We have the best storable food. I wouldn't say that we didn't have it. High-quality storable food at the lowest price you're going to find with a bunch of other preparedness items, water filtration, air filtration, you name it, all the different survival goods at PrepareToday.com. We get 20, 30% of the money that's made from it. These prices are so low, folks, that we get a very small percent. This is very competitive. PrepareToday.com, and that keeps us on air. 1 month, 6 months, a year supplies of food, air filtration, water filtration, fire starting, so many incredible items at PrepareToday.com, and that keeps us on air. So I want to thank you all for getting ready, getting prepared, and doing it in a place where you then support the truth. Water filtration, air filtration, water treatment and storage, first aid, fire starting protection, emergency power, and much more at PrepareToday.com. And I want to thank all of you that have been supporters and kept us on air and gone to PrepareToday.com. We also have InfoWarsStore.com with the books and the films and the supplements and the T-shirts and everything. We're funded by the people. We're not funded by the power structure. We're funded by you at InfoWarsStore.com. One word, InfoWarsStore.com and PrepareToday.com. And again, I just want to thank you all for your support because we're here 6, 7 days a week fighting hard because we're betting on you. We're betting on ourselves. We believe in freedom. We believe in justice. And we believe in our future destiny together. And I said it would end days ago. It hasn't because I've been so busy. I haven't launched a new special. So it's the final days of Take Your Health to the Next Level. We have the ultimate preparedness immune system booster with immune support, vitamin D3 gummies, X2, and multivitamin. highest quality. That's 60% off. We have the trifecta, 50% off, and X2 at 40% off. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. Wayne Allen Root, straight ahead.
PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com. We have created a one-stop shop to get the highest quality storable foods ready to ship that are in stock with hundreds of award-winning certified preparedness survival items. That's why PrepareToday.com is a one-stop shop. You can also follow PrepareWithAlex.com. It takes you right to the same site, and it's our huge sponsor funding our operation. So Americans and others can get ready, be self-sufficient, and fund the info war while saving massive amounts of money on critical items they need. And, of course, getting things delivered to them quickly because it's in stock. PrepareToday.com. The only way you fail is not visiting PrepareToday.com. There's not a question now whether you need this or not. You need it. Before, it was just a backup plan and insurance. This isn't insurance. This is survival. PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com, and I'll see you there.
All right, Wayne Allen Roots, otherwise known as War. Here is the guest host for Alex Jones, as I do on Tuesdays at 12 noon. Great to be with you. I'm going to start this show in a very different way because I've got a stack of news in front of me that I want to get to that's also important. The country's falling apart. We're headed into economic collapse, food collapse, supply chain collapse, gasoline and oil collapse. A lot of things to talk about. So this seems kind of trite. Not that important, and yet I think it's very important enough to open the show, and I hope I catch the attention of Howard Stern, because you know what they say when you try and sue? You have to have standing. If you don't have standing, they won't let the lawsuits go through. I have standing because I was the world's biggest Howard Stern fan when I was, I don't know, between 16 and 26 years old. For about a 10-year period, as a kid and a young adult in New York, I loved listening to Howard Stern. He was a comedian. He had nothing to do with politics. The only way he touched on politics was he was like me, a common sense, blue collar, middle class, I'm a son of a butcher, SOB. And he was like that kind of guy. And we had the same background. We're both Jewish, and I went to an all black middle school, all black high school. Mount Vernon, New York, on the Bronx borderline. He went to an all-black high school called Roosevelt High School in Long Island, New York. So we have the exact same background. I started out like him as kind of a skinny, Jewish, pale misfit getting beat up in an all-black high school in middle school. That's how he started out. Of course, he never got out of that phase. He's still a nerd, still a skinny nerd who gets beat up if he was ever in an all-black high school. I turned into a tough guy because I became friends with a bunch of Italian guys who went to the high school. It was 90% black and about 9% Italian, and me, Jew, and one or two Asians. And I fell in with a very Italian Fonzarelli crowd, the Fonz, and they taught me to be tough and rough and fight back. And everybody I fought, I won, and then they respected me, and I won their respect, and nobody ever touched me the rest of my life. So I wound up with kind of a different background in the end than Howard Stern, but at least I felt like he was one of me, and I felt like I was one of him. And he had my pulse of what's going on in the world, and I would listen to him and go, that's right, and that's funny, and that's funny. And I noticed that too. About somebody he was making fun of. And all of a sudden, Howard divorces his wife and he marries a gorgeous blonde actress model. And I guarantee you, she's a liberal from Hollywood. And he becomes a liberal from Hollywood. She took his balls away. She cut his balls right off. And this guy becomes a liberal from Hollywood. By the way, just like Joe Scarborough, MSNBC, what is it, Micah Brzezinski, cut his balls off, and he went from a Republican congressman to basically a rat, think, traitor, socialist, slash communist, and that's because no matter how moderate you are, if you attack Trump and you defend the Democrat Party, you're in bed with snakes and evil people and demons and the devil and communists. Doesn't matter that you're a moderate. You're in bed with them and you're giving them power, and they're bad people. same exact. And I have a very dry throat from allergy here in Las Vegas. It's 110 degrees and like 2% humidity. So my throat gets a little dry. So if I drink a little bit, no, I'm not Marco Rubio. No problems. I just need to keep my throat wet in order to do a one-hour show without coughing here from allergies. But same thing with, by the way, Arnold Schwarzenegger was my hero. He was the greatest Republican conservative legal immigrant who loved America and made a big success and lived the American dream and was a huge Republican, became governor of California as a Republican, was against the legal immigration, and then somehow his wife and the Kennedy family brainwashed him, or maybe after he dumped his wife, the new chicks he was dating in Hollywood, and I say that word chick as a funny thing because it's Hollywood gals. You know, I lived in Hollywood for 13 years, and I was single, and I was dating, and so they were Hollywood babes, Hollywood chicks, as the liberal guys called them there, and, you know, they brainwashed him, too, and pretty soon, you know, you don't ever wind up getting in bed with these gorgeous models and actresses unless you're a big liberal commie, bleeding heart, pro-abortion, pro-immigration loser. So, they, you know, the pretty girls and the Kennedy family helped to ruin Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Micah Brzezinski helped to ruin, you know, Joe Scarborough. And I believe the gal that's married to Howard Stern, whose name escapes me, she's a gorgeous blonde model actress, and she ruined him. They all got their balls cut off, and they forgot everything they ever believed in, and they got rid of all their common sense. And Howard Stern is no longer funny. He's no longer listenable. The things he says are horrible. I don't know if listenable is a word or not, but it's impossible to listen to him if you're a common sense person. And who are the guys who made Howard Stern who he was? He's lost his way. He's lost his roots. Okay, guys like me, it was all young, macho, common sense, blue-collar, middle-class men who liked Stern, who are almost always Republican or certainly independent, conservative-leaning or right-center, and he has now become a raving liberal, socialist, communist loser. Nothing out of his mouth makes any sense, and he's not funny anymore. First of all, liberalism isn't funny. Only conservatism is funny. He's not funny. Got no sense of humor. You've lost it all. So I'm issuing you a challenge, Howard Stern. Wayne Root will debate you anytime, anywhere, on your show, on my show, the Wade Allen Root Show, 3 hours nationwide each night. On this show, right here on the Alex Jones Show, I'll debate you. I'll take you on any platform. You are wrong about Trump. You're wrong about America for 4 years under Trump. You're wrong about Biden. You're wrong about the economy. You're wrong about the Supreme Court. You're wrong about Roe versus Wade. You're wrong about the Electoral College. And most of all, you're wrong about COVID and the COVID vaccine that's killing literally thousands of people a day all over America, including actors and actresses and musicians, famous rock stars and athletes, NBA player, NFL player last week. How about Danny Bonaducci walking with a cane, half his face frozen in paralysis? How about Justin Bieber, half his face frozen in paralysis, stomach problems, his wife, mini stroke? These are all people that clearly in Hollywood got vaccinated and now their lives are either ruined or severely damaged. Howard Stern, you're wrong about everything. He hid in his house now for 2 years. He's so deathly afraid of COVID. He's afraid of the world. And the problem is, when you hide in your house, you're not speaking to the people that made you great. All the young guys like I was 25 years ago, 30 years ago. You know who you're speaking to? Just your liberal, clueless wife from Hollywood who knows nothing at all about the real world. You know, the very definition of actress is they're in the make-believe world. They're in the fantasy world. And that's your wife. She's a little rich, spoiled brat who knows nothing about anything that anyone could identify with who would ever listen to your humor. You don't have humor anymore. You ruined your life. You screwed everything up. No one's listening to you. You're on Sirius Satellite Radio. No one could tell if there's even five people listening. Sirius already gave you $1 billion, so they can't fire you. They'd lose face, and they'd lose, their stock would go to zero because they gave up $1 billion for nothing. But I guarantee you, your audience is down to nothing. No woman would listen to you. Your only humor is guys' humor, and guys are all conservative, Republican, NFL macho guys. None of them are listening to anything you say anymore, Howard Stern. So I challenge you. I'd like to wake you up. I'd like to bring you back. I don't hate you. I do think you've gone from one of my heroes to a schmuck. But I don't hate you. I think you could be brought back. Your balls have been cut off. Look, I've got him in the corner. Maybe I can give him back to you. Debate me, Howard Stern. I'll rip you to shreds on COVID vaccines, on your idiotic musings about the Supreme Court. And sure enough, I went into this Root rant, I call it. You know, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and this is my rant about Howard Stern. To start my show yesterday, my national radio show, sure enough, what's the story in today's New York Post? Howard Stern says he wants to run for president of the United States. You know, the brain-dead comedian who's gone liberal that no one listens to anymore, who says the most inane, clueless things in the world, now thinks he should be president of the United States. So he's a psychopath with an ego the size of Texas who no one listens to. You know, he's musing to himself. And he says he'd only run for president if Trump runs because he's beat Trump. Let me tell you something, Howard Stern. I did run for president of the United States. 2008, look it up. I was on the ballot. I was on the presidential ticket of the Libertarian Party. And, hey, I got 500,000 votes. I think it was about 550,000 votes, give or take a few thou. You wouldn't get five votes. At least I got 500,000. You would get zero. You've got nobody on your side. You know, the men don't like you anymore. They think everything you say is stupid. And the women never liked you and always thought you were sexist. You made some of the most anti-gay, anti-women, anti-black, racist comments in the history of the world. If anyone ever goes back to look at that and listen to what you said, you'd be canceled out by this culture anyway. The very people you're now appealing to. Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Howard Stern, I challenge you anytime, mano a mano, you and me. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, rootforamerica.com, wayneroot@gmail.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wayne Al Root, I am back. Guest host of the Alex Jones Show. Come on, Stern. Come on, Howard Stern. Wayne Al Root's waiting for you. Come on, baby. Let's go. Let's go. Root and Stern, one-on-one. No, I was his biggest fan. And I do think he's a schmuck now. And he's gone Hollywood, and he's a liberal schmuck and putz. And he's ruined his career, and nobody listens to him. He's a has-been. Just like Pink. Pink's another has-been. When was the last time she was on the air? What did she say the other day? If you're my fan and you believe in Roe versus Wade and you believe the government should be inside a woman's choice of a woman's body, go to hell and go F yourself. I don't want you to listen to me anymore. This is what you're dealing with. Mental illness, you know? I don't know if Stern is mentally ill. What Stern is delusional and naive. And, of course, his balls have been cut off by his gorgeous blonde actress wife. But, you know, thank God I've got a gorgeous blonde wife as well, who I just married last November, and she's a raving conservative Texas gun shooter. And so I got the right kind of gorgeous blonde wife, Howard. You got the wrong kind, man. Hollywood liberal women are just clueless. Clueless. And the rest of the world doesn't listen to a word they say. Unfortunately, you got to be in bed with her every night, so you have to listen. And that's what happened to Howard Stern. There it is in a nutshell. Let's talk about some other issues going on in the world today. So you know a truck was found. The death toll is now up to 50 illegal aliens in Texas near San Antonio. They cooked to death in a truck. Now, as a Jew, I want to say this reminds me of the Holocaust. It reminds me of Jews being gassed in the gas houses of the Holocaust. And the fact that the news media is not blaming Biden, this only happened because Biden left the border open. And Biden has a deal, in my opinion, a dirty deal with the Mexican drug cartels. They're paying for all the Democrat candidates. They're giving offshore money to offshore bank accounts. Democrats are getting rich. They're funding Democrat campaigns in the open. The drug cartels have billions and billions of dollars coming in a day. Not a year, a day. And we now have the most open, lawless border in the history of the world. And I'm telling you, someone's got a piece of it. And the Mexican drug cartel, smart businessmen like me, every business I'm in, I give a 10% finder's fee to anybody who makes me rich. You deserve 10%. So guess what? They're giving 10% of their billions per day to the Biden crime family and the Clinton crime family and the Obama crime family and the John Kerry crime family and all the Democrat senators and congressmen who make this open border possible. This is a joke. The two biggest jokes in America today, travesties that should be on Saturday Night Live, would be who in their right mind would allow the border to be open, would want the border to be open, would want to encourage all of you to come in. Who in their right mind would be a traffic cop, a school crossing guard, and say, look, there's millions of illegals, dirt poor, who want to bankrupt America. Many of them criminals let out of the worst prisons around the world. Many of them with diseases, many of them with COVID, and they're going to come on in. Let's let them in. Let's wave them all in. And some of them will die in sweltering, horrible heat like a sauna, 130 degrees, and they suffocate inside a truck like the Holocaust and my Jewish people being gassed. It's disgusting. It's horrifying. And someone's got to take the blame. And the blame should go to the Mexican drug cartel and the madman who leaves our border open that allows all this and encourages all this and empowers all this, Joe Biden and the Biden crime family and the Democrat Party. The blame falls squarely at your feet, and he doesn't want to take the blame. Well, he should take the blame. It's your fault. All right, on to some more topics as I talk about Joe Biden. This story is out. The Biden economy, durable goods orders stagnate, and a manufacturing index drops far below expectations. All right, we got it with the border, boys. We got it. Let's move on to the next topic. Enough with the border B-roll.
It's Biden's fault. It's Biden's border. And Biden should take responsibility. But it's Biden's economy, too. Trump was president almost 2 years ago. It's got nothing to do with Trump. He had four of the greatest years in the history of America until, with the one exception of the COVID nightmare pandemic began right at the moment he won the trade war with China. You think that's a coincidence? At that exact moment he won the trade war, all of a sudden COVID came to America from China, and they ruined the American economy and put millions out of work and destroyed millions of businesses. Up until then, the greatest economy maybe ever in the history of the United States, certainly one of the two greatest in modern history with Ronald Reagan and Donald Trump. And now the economy is collapsing. Durable goods orders stagnate, manufacturing index drops way below expectations. U.S. manufacturing PMI fell dramatically from 57 to 52.4. This dropped well below market expectations of 56 and now points to the slowest growth and the steepest drop in factory activity in many years. The economy is being destroyed. At the same time that's happening, Goldman Sachs finally admits large cuts to earnings are imminent. All the companies are doing great. That was left over from the Trump wonderful economy, but they're all about to announce terrible earnings cuts. Not, says Wayne Root, says Goldman Sachs. And the Exxon CEO warns that consumers will pay for this hasty energy transition. In other words, Joe Biden has admitted now twice, maybe even three times in the last month, remember, he's a brain-dead zombie puppet with dementia who doesn't know what he's saying, who dribbles on himself, who probably wears diapers and gets his poo-poo changed in the basement by his wife, who he thinks is his sister. And so Joe Biden doesn't even know what he's saying anymore. When you have dementia, you have diarrhea of the mouth, and you very often say things that you would never admit or never say in public if you were a smart, polished politician. But dementia takes away all that wall of fear, and you're able to say whatever comes to mind. And Biden has admitted several times in the last month that this is good. Inflation with gas is good because it'll get people off of gasoline and off of fossil fuel and get us to the next stage of the American economy. That's literally what Joe Biden said. You know, what did Hitler once say? And I'm not comparing Biden to Hitler. I'm not making that comparison. I'm a Jew, and I understand that he's not in charge of the Holocaust. But I will say that Hitler once said I missed my point. I've got so much on my mind. Oh, Hitler once said, I'm going to kill all the Jews. And nobody believed him. And he killed all the Jews. When Biden says out loud that I'm making a transition on purpose with inflation to get you off of fossil fuels and stop you from using gasoline in your car, you should believe him. Just like my Jewish people should have believed it. You know, my grandparents were smart. They got out. They came to America before Hitler started the Holocaust, smart people. And a lot of people just didn't believe it would ever happen. I'm telling you, this man, Biden, is telegraphing what the people behind him, because he's incapable of doing anything, what his handlers are promising him that they're doing, which is getting us all off of fossil fuel. And even Bill Maher, one of the great liberal commentators in America, but one with common sense, said the other day that Joe Biden's made a tragic mistake. He's in such a hurry to get us off of fossil fuel, but there is no other product waiting on the other side. There is no transition product. If you had something waiting that worked, that might be okay. But if you get rid of coal, you get rid of fracking, you get rid of oil, you get rid of everything that works, you get rid of nuclear. You know, liberals don't want nuclear either. Nuclear is the only answer if you replace fossil fuel. But if you get rid of all of that, and there's nothing waiting on the other side but pathetic green energy that fails every time and costs so much more than fossil fuel, at that point, you bankrupt the United States and you collapse your economy. And that's just what China wants. And who does China own? China owns the Biden crime family and Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. There it is. It all makes sense now. Wayne Allyn Root, RootForAmerica.com, WayneRoot@gmail.com. Email me anytime. Love to hear from you, Wayne.
Dinesh D'Souza's new film, 2,000 Mules, is the most important documentary in modern times because it proves how the deep state stole the 2020 election and how they're planning to steal future elections and complete our journey to basically being like Venezuela. Now, it's great that it's online. It's great that millions watch it online. But you need to have the high-quality HD DVD in your library with the expanded extras so it can't be censored in the future and so you can show it to everyone you know. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 2,000 Mules today and get it discounted up to 30% off when you get it with other documentary films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the seminal classic that predicted the Great Reset, and of course Part 1, Part 2, and now the new Part 3 of COVID Land. Get them separate or get them together, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. But everyone needs to have 2,000 Mules in their library so the globalists can't censor it. InfoWarsStore.com to get 2,000 Mules today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back to the show, Alex Jones Show. I'm guest hosting again on Tuesdays at 12 noon. I do that, although I will be off next Tuesday. I'm taking a very well-earned vacation, my first actual vacation since my honeymoon and only my second vacation since last summer, and I cannot wait. I cannot wait to get out of the Vegas heat and get to a beautiful place that's cool, and I'll miss my one Tuesday, and then I'll be right back with you the following Tuesday. But I heard Alex Jones in a commercial just now, commercial for vitamins, talking about God helps those who help themselves. You know, I love Alex, and that's my favorite saying. I didn't know Alex loves that saying, too. God helps those who help themselves. I got to tell you a funny joke that I always thought was one of my favorite jokes of all time. You know, the floodwaters are rising and a guy is running for his life and he's going higher and higher and higher. Finally gets to the top of a 20-story building and it keeps rising, the floods, rising, rising. And he keeps saying, don't worry about me. God's going to save me. Everything will be okay. He's praying on his knees. God save me. God save me. I know it'll be okay. You're going to save me. And a guy comes along in a rowboat. And he says, come on in. I'll save you. And he says, no, I'm waiting for God. Don't worry about me. God will save me. Second guy comes in a rowboat the next day. And he says, don't worry about me. God will save me. I don't need your rowboat. Third guy comes in a rowboat. Third day. He says, don't worry about me. You go. I don't need a rowboat. God will save me. On the fourth day, the floodwaters get higher and he drowns. And he gets up to heaven. He says, God, where were you? Why didn't you save me? And God says, hey, schmuck, I sent you three rowboats. And I've always thought that's one of the best jokes of all time. And so true. You like that, Pitzark? And so true. Because I think it applies to America. America is going under. We're in economic collapse soon. We're in food collapse. We're in border collapse. We're in energy collapse. It's a disaster. Supply chain collapse. I believe because of the vaccines, we'll soon be in military collapse. The soldiers will all be dead in sick bay, quit, fired, you name it. We're in pilot collapse. Look at the travel delays and cancellations every day, and especially on weekends and especially on holidays. Wait till you see coming up on July 4th. Nightmares. Because of the vaccine. And so, and we're in health collapse because of the vaccine. And so people say to me, don't worry, Wayne, God's got us. God will save America. Maybe God is sending you rowboats. Maybe the rowboat's Wayne Root. Maybe the rowboat's Donald Trump. Maybe the rowboat's Alex Jones. Maybe the rowboat is Ron DeSantis, Governor DeSantis of Florida. But in the end, God works through people. God wants you to take it into your hands and have some balls and fight for this country. Don't sit back and go to church and say, I'm waiting for God to save it, because maybe God sent you some people who can save it if you get behind them. You don't sit around and wait. You know, it's like the guy in the middle of the road who says, don't worry, as the traffic whizzes by, God will save me. God's not going to let me get hit by a car. And the next thing you know, a car smashes him and he's a pancake, you know, because God, if you meet him in heaven, you know what he'd say? Why don't you move your legs and get to the other side of the road, you idiot? Same thing as that rowboat story. We are responsible for our own lives. God helps those who help themselves. God works through all of us. I'm a Jew to Christ as my Savior 32 years ago. I believe very strongly in my Savior and God, Jesus Christ. But I also believe he works through me and you. And God didn't save us in World War II. We saved us in World War II. George S. Patton, who was a son of a you-know-what, saved us in World War II. Vicious generals saved us in World War II. God was working through them. And who saved us for the 4 years before Biden from the disaster of 8 years of Obama and the disaster of what should have been and could have been 4 years of Hillary finishing the job and destroying America once and for all? Who saved us? Donald Trump. Donald Trump's a bit of a barbarian. You don't like his tweets. They're too vicious. Look at the Bible. The Bible's filled with vicious people sent by God to save us and to save the Jews. They're not nice guys. They kill people. They smite people. Donald Trump was a barbarian sent by God to save us. You don't wait around for God. God sends people with his message. So there are people you need to follow. Now, I wrote a book, by the way. I want to mention it real quick. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book. You can get it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or you can go to my website and learn more as well. Root4America.com, R-O-O-T, Root4America.com. You can find my national radio show at Root4America.com as well. There's my site up on the screen. My book gives you the power, the ability, the wherewithal. It empowers you to take down all the woke companies and the woke CEOs on your own. You're not waiting for God. God's working through you. God gives you the strength and the power and the relentlessness and the tenacity to fight and the energy to fight. Look at me. I'm a high energy guy, right? Energy through the roof. I give the credit to God. God gave me the energy, but now he expects me to do the fighting and to lead with that energy. And this book is one of the ways I lead. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book is a way to use civil disobedience to go after the companies and scare them and intimidate them and shake them and make them come to their senses and stop supporting programs, policies that destroy the United States of America. Now there's 54 companies that have announced they're willing to pay for their employees to have abortions, to leave the state and go to another state if their state doesn't allow it, and they'll pay for the trip and the travel expenses and the actual abortion itself. How disgusting. That's none of their business to do that. It's disgusting that they're participating in the personal murder of their employee's baby. So we've got to shut these companies down. The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book shows you how and gives you their names, phone numbers, emails, social media accounts, so you can actually go after them. So I want to make sure you knew that. I also mentioned on this show a while back, and I think again last week, my idea that America needs to separate. We need a divorce. I don't want to call it a secession because, of course, liberals will say Wayne Root's advocating for civil war, secessions like the North against the South. Well, no, actually, it's liberals that desperately want a civil war. As a matter of fact, the funniest part of this week is after Roe versus Wade, did you see the reaction of liberals? They're burning, they're firebombing, they're destroying churches, they're going after Supreme Court nominees, they'd like to see them dead, they'd like to destroy the Supreme Court, they'd like to burn their houses to the ground, they're burning pro-life pregnancy centers, they're screaming epitaphs, they're wearing shirts that say, I love to murder babies, they're walking around with flamethrowers in Los Angeles, getting arrested by the police while threatening police with a flamethrower. They're all crazy and I believe possessed by the devil. I really do believe. Remember, their favorite book, Rules for Radicals, by Saul Alinsky. Rules for Radicals. And if you open the book, it's the liberal playbook. They all use it, and it's dedicated to the devil, Lucifer. They are all with the devil. They're crazy people. And everything they want is the destruction of America and the murder of babies. They want to murder babies by opening the border and letting pedophiles in. They want to murder babies by forcing them to take COVID vaccines. They want to make the lightest possible sentences for pedophiles, like the most recent Democrat liberal Supreme Court justice who said she doesn't even know the definition of a woman. And in her 10 cases with pedophiles, she gave them the lightest possible sentences. Their whole life is destroying children and destroying life. These people are, oh, and don't forget, with abortion, they want to kill a baby till the moment of birth or beyond the moment of birth. They're the ones who have a war against women. After all, half of all babies are female babies. So they're killing women. And of course, don't forget, there's a tampon shortage in the United States of America. Thank you, Joe Biden, the war on women. Don't forget that they want men posing as women to be in women's bathrooms, women's locker rooms, your daughter's motel room on the road as she plays in her sports event. They wanted to take your daughter's place and take her award away and take her scholarship away. There's your war against women. But I did say the answer is divorce, not secession, divorce. Every state needs to go. Red states one way, blue states the other. We can't stand you anymore. We can't take you anymore. We want nothing to do with you anymore. I'm not listening to your orders anymore. And sure enough, NBC News has a story out that the Roe versus Wade decision, the war between the states over abortion, will create a kind of secession in the United States of America, a division of blue versus red. Just as I predicted and just as I said on my show right after the Roe v. Wade decision, I said this will further push liberals to leave red states and conservatives to leave blue states, and this country will be further divided, and we will have basically a secession, which I call a divorce, a separation of the United States of America. The actual title of the article by NBC, there's another war between the states coming over abortion. Before the Civil War, northern and southern states did battle over slaves. Once again, something legal in one state is illegal in a state next door. This is the coming divorce that I predicted. Wayne Allyn-Root, we'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Otherwise known as War, Wayne Allyn Root, get it? And that's my real birth name, Wayne Allyn Root. I was War from the day I was born, and I believe we're at war right now. And I'm trying to avoid a civil war. Don't let any liberals take my words and misuse them and take them out of context. I'm trying to not espouse violence. I'm trying to avoid a revolution. I'm trying to avoid a civil war with my idea for a divorce, a national separation, right versus left. And NBC News agrees with me. They've then come out and said it's clear that we're dividing a nation so badly that it can't be put back together, and it's right against left and it's state against state. It's happening. And so why not embrace it? Why go against it? There's no reason why I have to listen to all the liberal claptrap and the communist ideology of the Chinese communist state of California. I don't need to listen to that anymore. And they don't have to be with me and be a conservative. They can go their way, I'll go my way. It's time for a division. You might call it the capitalist states of America. You might call it the patriot states of America. You might call it the socialist states of America. On the other side, there's going to be some sort of a division coming. There's going to be no other choice if you want to avoid violence and a civil war. And I want to avoid violence and a civil war. I don't want brother against brother in the streets. I really don't. So many wonderful emails coming from all of you. When I say WayneRoot@gmail.com, I love to hear from you. So many wonderful emails. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate it. I got a special one I want to reach you. David. David says, hi, Wayne. I'm always excited on Tuesdays because I know you're on the fourth hour. Never before have I heard anyone speak, and I agree with every single word. That's you. Wayne, I agree with your every word. The week before last, when you said we're not going to make it to 2024, I totally agree. Having the real President of the United States, Donald Trump, as Speaker of the House is your best idea. He should impeach and try them all. Please keep up the great work. Please tell the real president he must come out and say he was lied to, and the shots are lethal injections. Also, we still love him. Tell him thank you for overturning Roe versus Wade, just like you said you would in 2016. The rowboat analogy, spot on. I'm going to buy your book. I love you, brother David. So great stuff. Thank you, David. Really appreciate it. Very nice. Very nice. Love my fans. I want to read you a couple things, and then I'll close the show with one more reminder of my message to and my challenge to Howard Stern. Come on, Stern. I'm waiting for you anytime, anywhere. I'll take you. Let's go. He couldn't box his way, let alone debate his way out of a paper bag. And you're not going to be able to debate your way out of a debate with me, my friend. Not going to happen, because I got the facts on my side about the greatest economic president of our lifetime, Donald Trump, the greatest man for the middle class in our lifetime, President Trump, the greatest man for black and Hispanic jobs in our lifetime, President Trump, the greatest man for female jobs. Talk about loving war against women. This is the war against women. They can't get a job. Inflation's destroying their wages. That's the war against women. And when he talks about the Supreme Court and Roe versus Wade, he sounds like a complete ignorant idiot who's been fed a rack of lies by a gorgeous blonde actress model. Oh, yeah, that's his wife. He's got his balls cut off by his gorgeous blonde wife. Hey, you're not thinking with your brain anymore. Not this one, Howard. You're thinking with that one. My God. And most importantly, don't forget, he's hid in his house for 2 years. He hides from COVID. I don't think he's seen Robin Quivers, his co-host, physically in the same space as him for 2 years. The guy doesn't go anywhere without masks surrounding his face. It's embarrassing. It's ridiculous. It's a joke. It's a self-imposed exile lockdown. But here's some quotes about the Biden economy. Business leader optimism hits a record low amid soaring inflation and labor shortages. Biden administration report shows massive fossil fuel industry job losses. Soaring inflation and crashing rates are sparking trucking's great purge. Collapse continues unabated. Supply chain problems interrupting company operations all across America. So that brings me to my closing argument. Are we on the verge of a complete economic collapse? And I would argue yes. Number one, farmland is barren all over the Midwest. They can't afford to plant the crops because fertilizer prices have gone through the roof and the farmers don't have the money to plant them. Number two, if they manage to plant them, they don't have the money to harvest them because the cost of diesel fuel has gone through the roof, and therefore they have no money to operate their farm machinery that does the harvesting. Number two, how many food plants and food manufacturing facilities have burned to the ground in the past year? And the answer is, I believe, over 100. It's a mind-numbing number. Why are they burning to the ground? Obviously, liberal, psycho-environmental Nazis have decided to burn them to the ground so all of us can eat, peas and chickpeas and broccoli and grass and figs for the rest of our lives and maybe throw in tofu for dessert. But the end result is they're trying to make our life miserable and make us all live in fairness, misery, just like Cuba, just like every communist country in history. How about the trucking companies? They're all going out of business, hundreds per week. Who's going to deliver the food? I was on the road this morning in my beloved Las Vegas, and I must have passed 15 food trucks or beverage trucks or liquor trucks, beer trucks, all of that in a short little five-minute trip. 15 trucks, they supply casinos, they supply restaurants, they supply bars, they supply nightclubs, they supply supermarkets, they supply bodegas. Without trucks, we have nothing. Well, the truckers can't afford the diesel. They're going broke. One truck generally uses like $1,000 to $2,000 worth of fuel a day. an 18-wheeler a day. And some of these trucking firms have 1,000 trucks. They're going bankrupt. They're all going out of business. There's no point in going to work each day to lose money. If the truckers go out of business and there's no more truckers, guess what happens? America collapses. The economy collapses. We all starve to death. And by the way, that's obviously their goal because they wanted to vaccinate all the truckers. That's why in Canada they had that amazing trucker convoy. They didn't want to be vaccinated and die or be sick and be disabled. Steve Kirsch is one of the most brilliant guys in America on the COVID vaccine. He's looked at all the stats. He says over 750,000 Americans are dead directly from the COVID vaccine. But more importantly, 5 million are disabled and can never work again. 5 million extra Americans are on disability and can never work again. He says his numbers from doing studies on the COVID vaccine. If you gave that vaccine to every trucker, there'd be no truckers left. Even if you lost only a third of the truckers or only half of the truckers, there'd be no one left to deliver the goods in the United States of America. That's exactly what's happening with the pilots. The truckers were independent contractors. But the pilots work for the airline, and they have to do what the airline tells them to do. So the pilots did not have a big fight about it, and then most of them took the vaccine. Now they're sick, they're dying, and the ones who didn't take it are enough, maybe 30%, that there's no one left to fly the planes. And each weekend it's a travel nightmare, and each day thousands of flights are canceled and delayed. On weekends, tens of thousands. This is not a problem that's going away. It takes 2 years to train a pilot, and they're going to have to lower the standards. You're going to see lots of crashes. Do you realize we have the safest airline industry in the world? Do you realize there's never a crash anymore, knock on wood, ever, of a major commercial airline? How many years has it been? Do you have any idea when they lower the standards to get new pilots in quickly, and they let people who have substandard minds, brains, they pass the SATs with, you know, signing their signature and never got a word right? Now you're going to let them in because we need diversity? Because we need new people at any level of incompetence. There's going to be plane crashes left and right 2 years from now. Until then, there's going to be a travel nightmare every day and every weekend like you can't believe, and it's only getting worse as more pilots and flight crews get sick or die or quit rather than take the vaccine. Let's also talk about the diesel fuel shortage. So even if the truckers wanted to go, they can't afford to go because A, they can't afford the diesel fuel, and B, the shortage means some trucks will not have gas, so they can't leave their garage. Diesel engine oil about to run out completely in a matter of 8 weeks unless we find a very quick replacement. Maybe we will. I don't know. But if we don't, the trucks are very slowly all going to begin to stop running, and there's going to be no one to deliver anything. The insanity of the Green New Deal. There is no energy option out there to replace, quote-unquote, dirty fossil fuel, and your electric bill is going to triple and quadruple, and the gas you put in your car is going to go to $10 a gallon. This will kill and tank the economy. How about environmental Nazis who, while this is all happening, want to block 3,500 drilling permits that are already issued on federal lands, and they're suing in court and tying them up? This is the insanity of the left. Grocery prices out of control, crime out of control, vaccine mandate, citizens dying out of control, no employees to fill the jobs because of the vaccines, and the amount of people are sick, and amount of people who will not take a job because they will not be vaccinated. I've got even more here about the economic collapse. It goes on and on. It's coming. Be prepared. Get food security. Make sure you have extra gas. Make sure you have generators. Make sure you have water filtration systems. Get ready because it's going to get rough. Wayne Allyn Root, rootforamerica.com. My email, wayneroot@gmail.com. And Howard Stern, I challenge you. I'm coming for you. I want you. I want a peace. Let's debate anywhere, anytime. Let's go, Stern. Anywhere, anytime. I'll take you on. You're wrong about everything, and I'll prove it. We'll see you next week, or actually in 2 weeks. Bye-bye.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina.
We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.